Multiples of that. Don't take my word. That was President Obama's Homeland Security Secretary that said that.
The high-profile candidates in tonight's debate, former Vice President Joe Biden and California Senator Kamala Harris. British Airways losing a bid to try and block pilots from going on strike. And North Korea believed to have conducted its second weapons test in less than a week. This is nuclear talks with the U.S. are at a stalemate. This is Fox News.
In the world of morning radio, there are many types of animals. Don't let just any animal in your house. You want highly educated radio professionals like Greg Budell.
As of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Jay Scott.
Toga! Toga!
Emily Hayes.
That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Do you mind if we dance with your dates?
Weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on News Talk 93.1, it's three men and a lady.
It is the big 7 o'clock hour featuring Random Facts with Jay Scott.
Jay Scott.
Emily Hayes.
Yay fun.
And Rich Thomas, after what seemed like an eternity, has rejoined us and upped our
adorableness
a great deal. Starting with the forecast at 7:03.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
That incredible level of humidity that left us more than a week ago is back with us this morning with a dew point of 73. And while that's bad, you know, to have that much humidity, it has increased our rain chances. And many of you got at least a shower at your house yesterday or last night. The airport did really well, 2.08 inches. For today, hot and humid with a high in the mid-90s, heat index near 100, scattered random hit-or-miss afternoon and evening storms with tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, splash and dash shower, sure, they'll be in more, let's say more prominent on the radar with highs in the low to mid-90s each of the 3 days, and then a better rain chance, perhaps the best on Sunday at 50-50 odds of getting wet, which is decent. Right now, this morning, with calm winds and incredible humidity and cloudy skies, we have 75 at 7:04.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
It's frustrating, especially when you're like rushing around trying to get out of the house and you're and something goes wrong, like a leaky faucet, busted toilet, broken pipe. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire know that. They're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So it doesn't have to be regular business hours. It can be the middle of the night or the middle of a weekend or on a holiday. They're going to charge you the same thing. And if you are maybe ready for a vacation, maybe you've got an August vacation coming up, get the whole house plumbing inspection where they check your house inside and out, up, down, up and down. Gosh, in my modest home, it took about 35 minutes, I think. But it's great peace of mind, because then you know that when you come back to the house, there's not going to be some unexpected problem that you hear starting off with the sound of a squish as you step on your carpet, you know what I mean? And give them a call, Plumbing by Lukewire at 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
All right, I'm going to post a link on Facebook for some listener feedback about Austin Powers 4. Actually, a couple of things today. There's that, because Vern Troyer was part of the fourth story. Speaks to the horribleness of the Mike Myers movies he made in the late part of the last decade.
Oh my God, yeah.
Lately, just awful. Yeah.
Well, Mike Myers, well, he was in the Queen film.
Was he?
He was in Bohemian Rhapsody, yeah.
See, I haven't gotten around to seeing it yet.
What did he
play? He played the rep that told them not to release Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh. Yeah, he wanted You're My Best Friend.
Oh, and I'll bet he was really good in that role, too.
Yeah, he wanted I Love My Car.
Oh, and that's, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Record company at first wanted You're My Best Friend, and that's right. You're right. I know the part you're talking about.
So, there's that, and also, what is it about the role of the Joker they're already talking about? Joaquin Phoenix.
Oscar buzz. It looks phenomenal.
He's a wacko.
He kind of is, which makes him perfect for the role.
I mean, in real life, I guess that makes him a good actor. Yeah.
I think the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life relative to celebrity was when Heath Ledger OD'd. And some were saying, well, he just got so absorbed into the role of the Joker that...
That had nothing to do with it.
Oh, man.
No, it didn't. No.
Yeah.
No.
It's like, let's make excuses for bad behavior. Unreal. 707, traffic time. Good news next.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 7 o'clock hour, and traffic is building up this morning. We see a lot of cars out on the boulevard. Please be careful around the intersections. If you're headed into the downtown area or around the Air Force bases, be really careful. There's lots of folks rolling with you. And if you're on the 31s, everything looks good. Unless you're coming out of Wetumpka, there's a big crowd going with you. Be careful around the River Bridge and when you get around the boulevard. Haynes Ambulance is dedicated, trained, and ready to be there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving you, your family, and all of Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
Well, it's not so much good news for Payless, but it's good news for everybody else. As you all may have heard, the Payless shoe stores are closing down after they filed for bankruptcy in February. A woman in Northwest Arkansas named Carrie Jernigan recently took her kids to the mall to get new shoes, and Payless was having their liquidation sale. Mm-hmm. Her daughter asked if they could buy a pair of Avengers shoes for a friend at school who couldn't afford shoes that fit. Oh. Then Carrie asked the cashier how much it would cost to buy all the shoes they had left. They were about 300 pairs, and she won't say how much they cost, but a woman in Kansas did the same thing recently and got 204 pairs of shoes for 49 cents each. Because, you know, they gotta make some kind of profit off.
Right, of course.
Things got even more generous, though. Because when Carrie came back with a truck to pick up the shoes she had bought, she found out the store had just gotten another shipment of another 1,000 pairs of shoes, and guess what?
She bought those?
She bought all those shoes. All those shoes, too. Sure.
That's a really big shoe.
It's a really big shoe. She ended up with just under 1,500 pairs of shoes, and she won't say how much she spent, but the total value of shoes before her discount was about $21,000.
Wow.
Around 400 pairs were for adults, and she donated them all. The other 1,100 pairs were kids' shoes, so she set up an event where parents can go and get free shoes for their kids just in time for the new school year. And that's your good news.
I love that.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
A lot of barefoot kids in this country, and that's why that coat thing that they do every winter is a good thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're the guy that's 8 months ahead of the rest of us on movies and trailers and stuff. This Lighthouse.
Yeah.
Does that look like a good one? Scary movie?
It doesn't look like it's scary from the trailer, but I hope I see more of it, though.
What period of time is that?
19th century, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they on a ship?
No, they work at a lighthouse.
Oh. Oh, gosh. Did you see what I posted, the lighthouse in Vermilion, Ohio?
Yeah, but is that one you can actually visit? Or
no, it's not big enough. It's not big enough for a tour. It's maybe a deceptive size on the picture, but I'd love to do a lighthouse tour sometime. Gosh, that'd be great. You know,
a lot of climbing.
Go around the East Coast, and St. Augustine has a nice one.
They used to be able to go into the one on Pompano Beach, which is pretty tall.
Yeah.
And some jerk vandalized it, so they shut it down.
Huh.
So people couldn't take a look. It is really a cool thing. It's kind of like an upright firehouse.
Yeah.
And that people spend lots of time there, and they kind of equip it so they can spend days on end.
Didn't they spend
livable, yeah.
They spent a ton of money on moving the Hatteras one, because they had to, right? Because there was erosion going on.
Erosion, yeah, yeah.
That's an iconic one.
There's also a house in that area, too, that they moved at great expense.
Oh, yeah?
But, and it's been used in a lot of movies, but I can't think of the name of it.
It's on
Ariel, North Carolina Beach.
Ariel Lighthouse. Is this a spooky movie?
I think it's going to have some spooky elements to it, but I don't necessarily know that it's going to be like ghost or jump out and scare you or something like that.
Is it a psychological thriller?
Very, very possibly, yes.
I like those more than Blood and Guts and that stuff.
And this comes out in the fall, does it?
Yeah.
I want to say it does. I don't remember the release date. I'm more interested in the fact that it has old boy from Twilight in it.
Oh, the glittery one.
Robert Pattinson, I guess, is his name?
Yeah.
Because I really think this, and now that he's been picked to play Batman in another Batman film, I think can move him away from...
You think so?
Being, Twilight, that
yeah.
Typecast. It's always going to be there, though.
Yeah. It's always going to be there, yeah. So are, you know, George Clooney as Batman as well in one of the worst Batman films ever. But he did fine to get away from that.
That's how you finally saw... I just surfed into it during Moonlight. Gravity was on.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've watched a movie and rooted for the leading person to die.
Yeah. I heard you say that you wanted him to detach and just float.
Float away. Go as far away as you possibly can.
Side note, Rich.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I told the guys this, but my friend Jessica let me know that It's a Wonderful Life is going to be at the Capri.
Are you
in
December.
I'm going to go.
Love Think it, about it. The love first it, time she's going to see it is in a theater.
I'm very proud of
that. I'm so happy. And I want you to say, if you don't like it, I just don't even tell me.
I won't. Yeah, okay.
Because it would hurt my feelings.
Do you want to go with me? It's at the Capri. It's 3:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, if it's 3:30 in the afternoon, I can do it.
I think on December 7th or something. It's a...
Let me check. I'd go, but I don't want to cry in front of strange people.
Check my schedule.
You don't want to cry. You can't watch that movie.
You've cried on the air.
Yeah. He said in front of strange people, though.
You know, Jimmy Stewart's range in that movie?
I'm pretty strange.
Jimmy Stewart's range in the movie where he goes off on the kids and in the bar and
I would like to go, and then I would like to go to dinner at El Rey right after. So that's probably what I'm going to do.
Okay, so wait a minute. So, all right. So can you give me the particulars?
Yeah. I'll look it all up and let you know.
December 7th, a Saturday this year.
Oh, a Saturday at 3:30? Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Unless we have some, in the holidays.
Inclement weather.
In the holidays, there's...
Events and things.
Our schedules are complicated.
Well, that's why I'm telling you now in July. Just so I can get on the Rich Thomas social calendar.
No, okay, fine. But, I would have to go to my own funeral if it happened on that day.
Bless it, Rich. Lord.
Another thing that happened while you were away.
Yes.
We have a sponsor for the Morning Maroon.
Oh, we do?
Applied Security. The people that have been... I didn't know this. Because I've certainly had contact with them when I've set the alarm off and stuff. They're fast.
Yeah.
Applied Security.
They bought the Morning Maroon?
The Morning Maroon.
Did you have to run to that by Secretary of State John Cadet?
John Cadet.
His people?
The Morning Maroons are people that they can protect us from. That's kind of cool. And, of course, they keep us nice and secure. I've been here. I'm in my 15th year. Uh-huh. Has anybody ever been hurt in this building?
No.
Have we ever had a...
Other than you.
Well, falling down the stairs, but that had nothing to do with...
Nothing.
But fast response. Fast response. And that is a fact. I mean, there have been situations where...
You're a lightning magnet, too.
The front door got tampered with once. I remember that was about 7 or 8 years ago. And the police were here when I pulled up to the building. So if you want to protect your family, your business, they do residential and commercial, remember Applied Security. Mark and Vicky have been doing this since 1987 in that business. Security matters. And by the way, if you have an existing monitoring company, they can take over for them. Very easily. That's Applied Security, 279-8338, 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276. Local news. When we're back, it's Random Facts with Jay, followed by the $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery Public Schools will have 179 new school buses on the roads this year. School leaders inspected the school system's buses yesterday. The first day of school for MPS is August 6th. The search continues for a suspect in a deadly shooting in Montgomery. Authorities say 35-year-old Todrick Smith was shot and killed in the 5700 block of East Shirley Lane just after midnight Tuesday. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. And rescue crews responded to a vehicle that went into the Alabama River Tuesday. This happened in the 200 block of Eugene Street around 6:30 Tuesday morning. They were able to get the vehicle out of the water. No one was found inside, and crews continue to investigate the incident. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When I logged on to Ancestry.net, I expected to find a treasure trove of information about the roots of my family and my genealogy. War heroes or great inventors. What I found was my great-great-grandfather was an elementary school dropout who spent the lion's share of his adult life unemployed, drunk, and womanizing. He died lonely in an insane asylum of gonorrhea. The only positive thing he did was get his unwed teenage girlfriend pregnant, which resulted in the birth of my great-grandfather, who, well, was pretty much a loser, too. I guess I at least know the truth. Whatever.
Ancestry.net. If you expect your ancestors did something great or were famous, there's a good chance you're going to be disappointed.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to be a loser, does it?
Ancestry.net.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. July 31st, 1965, the world welcomed little baby J.K. Rowling.
Well, I've got good news and bad news. The good news, she's a healthy baby girl. The bad news, she's a muggle.
J.K. Rowling, a star is born.
And now it's time for...
Random facts.
Oh?
Nothing.
Oh?
Nothing.
Didn't I say yesterday would be the last one?
Well, you've been saying that.
I don't think that you did say that yesterday.
Been saying that since 1957.
Remember I said on Monday would be the last one?
Actually, I don't think you said on Monday that it would be the last one.
At some point, you've said that, yes.
Oh my gosh.
You kind of committed to keep doing it.
Well, that's it, Bailey. We're out of here.
I mean,
done. It's all over.
Why are we even here? Why is there even a show?
Did you know most Canadians have no idea?
See, he has no pep in his step because...
Takes it out of me.
You
just did it.
You know, well, dadgum, Greg.
Threw a monkey wrench into that, huh?
Did you know Most Canadians have no idea what role the monarchy plays in Canada. According to one poll in 2008, only 24% of Canadians even knew that Queen Elizabeth was their head of state.
That's sad.
Except it's on the money. That's all the only thing.
That's it.
Yeah.
What's this old lady doing on our money?
Don't call her an old lady.
Well, if they don't know who she is.
Then that's on them, but don't call her an old lady.
They got to change all the money when...
Should I call her a young lady?
You can just call her a lady.
Let's face it.
Can't call her a young lady, though, right?
Well, she's not young.
Is she old?
She's a lady. She's the flipping queen.
She's a lady.
Just keep it casual.
Hello, queen.
So, no, there's no age, no...
Let's face it. She doesn't have too many more years left. Are they going to...
Stop!
Well, wait a minute. Are they going to change the money? You know? Will it be Charles?
What's interesting? Oh my God!
Who's this old guy?
This is counterfeit.
They put Bonnie Prince Charles on there. They should play put money. Ears on the side of each piece of currency.
I will be in mourning when the Queen passes.
I'll be in afternoon.
He is full of them today.
Did you know?
Yeah, where are they going? Ever heard of the term called crown shyness? Probably not, because I only heard about it yesterday, and it has to do with trees, which is not something I'm very educated in. Crown shyness is a tree phenomenon where trees will avoid touching each other. There's gaps that'll form in the top of the tree bed or whatever it's called.
So they don't touch
you? Because they don't touch. And I'll show you a picture of this, which, you know, it's only going to work here. But do you see how they don't touch?
Oh, it's like amoebas.
They try not to touch each other. Don't touch me.
The trees try not to touch each
other. Yeah.
Yeah, they respect each other's space, unlike siblings in the backseat of a car on a long road trip.
Well, basically, this is like the whole, I'm not touching you, but I'm really close. I'm not touching you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crown shyness. Crown shyness?
Crown shyness, yeah. Because it's the top of the trees that don't touch.
Oh.
Did you know in 1875, a swarm of 12.5 trillion locusts.
No. No. No.
You deny this?
What's here in this
one? You don't know the rest of the sentence.
1875.
Okay. You don't
that's
know
so many locusts, and I saw...
How many is it, Emily?
What did you say, like 12.5 trillion?
Yeah.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Covered 198,000 square miles, weighing 27.5 million tons, descended upon the Great Plains, devouring all plant life in their path. Farmers that tried to shoo them away had the clothes eaten right off their body.
Oh, my God.
Why don't they make a movie about that?
The Rocky Mountain locusts.
No. Nope.
Which is now an extinct species of locusts.
Good.
Oh, wow, that is sightings off to place. Their swarming numbers far larger than any other locust species. One famous sighting in 1875.
Speak in a way that people can understand what you're saying.
That was the greatest concentration of animals ever, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. Less than 30 years later, that species was extinct.
Ugh.
And done with.
How awful. How frightening.
Vegas still dealing with the grasshoppers, I guess?
Yeah, my buddy David Blackman was on yesterday. He goes there frequently, and he networks with a lot of people there in the oil and gas business. And he said, it's you really got to see it in person to appreciate how bad it is when they descend on that town.
As long as it's not cicadas.
Y'all,
I know, that is your thing, right?
Yeah.
That's your thing.
I hear them. Sunday afternoon, I heard one, and I thought, you, and I said a word.
It's interesting to... For somebody to dive into what... you're going to do.
Cicadas infesting my yard. Your buzzing is driving me crazy.
Yeah, you play the whole thing.
Can't stand them.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened to you then.
I don't know what it is about them. I just can't stand the noise. The noise reminds me of heat and hot and nastiness.
It used to make me sad because it meant that summer was waning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not raining, waning.
What's the chance of Wayne today?
I always tell Bailey, I talk in baby talk, I said it's waning out. Anyway, move on. Thank you.
Going for big walk or little walk today?
It's humid, little walk.
Did you know McDonald's used to sell wraps and soup?
I remember the wraps. I don't remember the soup.
What kind of soup?
I don't know the kind of soups, but they had soup.
I bet it was mixed soup.
Day.
That's it. I'm done. Bye.
Mixed soup.
Mixed soup. Machines down.
Mixed soup.
From the McHealthy menu. It was billed as the McDeli. When they had the wraps and the soups.
I remember the wraps. I remember the salads they had in a cup where you had to shake the dressing and all that. Do you remember that?
I do remember the dressing, yeah, you're talking about. Hey, do we have a kiosk yet at our McDonald's?
The one over in, the one in front of Best Buy there has kiosks.
I'm sure they're great for an 11-year-old, but I used the one in Tallahassee coming back from my last trip to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me 10 minutes to figure out my order because you got to go to every page.
Kiosk.
I just want to understand.
I haven't used one yet, so I don't know.
I just want to understand why when you say mayonnaise only, that they feel like, oh, Lord, they're not getting any other condiment. I must put 12 pounds of mayonnaise on this McChicken.
Works for me.
You can't even see the McChicken patty. Because it's covered in, it's just glooping and glopping and off on the paper. It's awful.
McWow.
Glibby gloop gloopy. Nibby nobby noopy.
Singing our singing song.
Yabba dabby dabba.
Did you know about the Norwegian Lunderhund?
I'm sorry, what?
The Norwegian Lunderhund.
Is that a car?
No, it's a dog.
Friffin, frickin, friffin.
Lunderhund. Norwegian Lunderhund.
Oh, the Wonderhound.
It's, yeah, sure. No, not Wunder. It's got an L.
Yeah, but it's Norwegian. So, I mean, it's not
so
like,
L's or V's?
The L's are silent in Norwegia.
Yeah, which is why it's Norwegian Underhund.
No, something's wrong here, but go ahead.
All right, what about it?
It's a species of dogs.
Sorry, Dad.
It's a species of dog that recovered from near extinction after almost being wiped out by illness in 1963. Originally, there were only 6 left in the entire world.
Say the name of them again.
Underhund. Thanks to careful breeding scheme, there are now 1,400 Norwegian Underhunds. If I'm saying it wrong or right.
I just feel like something's off there.
Harden held a housebreak, too.
Huh? What?
That's what my sources in Norwegian are saying.
Well, I didn't even understand what you said.
The hardest held a housebreak.
I'm not speaking English today.
You know, theoretically, the app works in Norway as well. You know, so there could be some Norwegian, maybe even with a dog. Listening right now. I'm just saying.
Are you hyperventilating in there?
I'm just saying. The internet's everywhere.
I got a 5-GIF protest on the absence of a convoluted intro for random.
Yeah, well, that's what happened.
You know,
you made the people angry. How are you going to get elected to Congress?
Let me say this in a nice way.
You pulled a Roby on.
let me just say this in a nice way. Who do you think you are?
Do you think you are to deny the people what they want, which is a convoluted intro?
All right. By popular demand, it's back tomorrow.
Did you know, for Major League Baseball, which I love the way they put this, for MLB Baseball, which is like saying Major League Baseball, baseball.
It's true.
Baseball. MLB Baseball. Yeah,
true.
That's right.
Yeah. ATM machine.
Right. Redundant.
ATM machine. Yeah, that's another good one.
There's been around 218,400 games played in Major League Baseball. Out of that, there have only been 23 official perfect games by the current definition.
Yes.
that gives you a 0.0105% chance of witnessing a perfect game live.
Yes.
Yeah.
And many of those have been thrown by nondescript pitchers who really were just kind of muddling along and had that one day
and folks,
put them in the record book. Philip Humber of the Seattle Mariners.
We're not talking about a no-hitter now. We're talking about 27 men up and 27 men down. That's it.
Kick them when they're up, kick them when they're down.
What pitcher currently pitching has a perfect game?
Ooh, I don't know. CeCe Sabathia.
No, that's the guy running for Congress, isn't it?
I do not know.
I don't either. I just thought it.
I just wanted you to ask. The first comment here is, baseball is a funny sport when it comes to statistics like this. I believe there was once a 40-year period between perfect games. Then,
right.
In 2012, there were three in an entire season.
Unbelievable.
The guy that broke the perfect game drought was Catfish Hunter in 1968.
Did I hear?
It wasn't CeCe Sabathia.
He wasn't even born yet.
Did I hear you guys on the app say that Biscuits had the shortest game ever the other
yes.
night?
Yes.
An hour and 45 minutes?
Yep.
Can you imagine if the MLB did that? It'd be a lot new. That'd be a lot of new fans.
I went to one Marlins game. A guy named Joe Smith was pitching. They won 5-1. The game was an hour and 58 minutes long. It seemed like it ended way too soon.
The shortest MLB game in history was 53 minutes long.
Well, that was back in the 20s before they had media breaks stuff.
Yeah. The comment goes on to say, although some greats like Randy Johnson, who is one of the best pitchers of all time, have one perfect game to their names, many pitchers who have thrown a perfect game have been pretty unremarkable outside that one particular day.
As I just mentioned, Philip Humber comes to mind in more recent innings.
CeCe Sabathia comes to mind.
The best story this person writes is Dallas Braden.
Mother's Day.
Whose mother died of cancer when he was in high school. He was taken in by his grandmother and a few years later pitched a perfect game on Mother's Day with his grandmother in the crowd.
Wow.
Now, if he would just get rid of that ridiculous bozo hairdo, my God, he looks ridiculous on TV.
They shouldn't allow that. I mean, you know, there should be some sort of decorum as far as how they can look.
When I see him on TV, I don't know if he's going to give me the score in a game or we're going to play the grand prize game.
Like the Yankees.
And win these great archway cookies.
Yes.
The Yankees dictate no facial hair.
Right.
I mean, and there's no wild hair on the Yankees, you know, because they don't allow it.
You want to play for them, you shave.
Did you know that some riders on the Tour de France... I'm so glad that you are in my life to correct me at every wrong turn I make.
Bless you.
So what about the Tour de France?
Some of those riders have gone up to 81 miles per hour on a bike.
You get going. I
pick up some speed downhill.
Going down Woodmere Loop, where you have some really, some hills and stuff.
Yeah.
They get going up to 30, 35 there, and you really become aware that you're moving at a really good speed. You got to be very, very mindful of where you're going.
We did those speed records on the timeline the other day on baseball. I mean, on bicycles.
And then the tree branch came.
Ooh.
Did you know, another McDonald's fact for you, the Big Mac was created by Jim Delegatti. He was an early Ray Kroc franchisee who was operating several restaurants in Pittsburgh. It was invented in the kitchen of Delegatti's first McDonald's franchise located on McKnight Road in suburban Ross Township.
The production of that particular sandwich is very interesting. Just the production stages of it.
We have talked about a lot of fast food related stuff. And I'm just sorry, I'm old, but people have no idea the shockwaves that ran through the country when they went from burgers, cheeseburgers, and fish wish, or Filet-O-Fish.
Give me that Filet-O-Fish.
You had three options.
To the quarter pounder with cheese?
To the quarter pounder.
Well, I
was in L.A. when they introduced that, and it was like...
We had a meeting. I was working at McDonald's. We had a meeting when we're going to do the quarter pounder. It was like a big deal. And they were going to drop the double cheeseburger? Well, there was revolt from America on the...
double cheeseburger's better.
Don't you touch the double cheeseburger.
Sounds like all the texts that Greg just got.
Yeah.
Don't you drop
the convoluted intro. Who do you think you are? in your sunshine shirt.
Emily, correct me if I'm wrong. Louis Armstrong.
She will.
Did you know that Louis Armstrong wore a Star of David pendant for most of his life up until the day he died to commemorate a Jewish family that had taken him in and cared for him as a child?
Oh,
that's cool.
It's a nice story.
Did you know a Kenyan, Abel Mutai?
I won't try to help you with that.
Okay. Was winning a cross-country race in Spain when about 10 meters away from the finish, he stopped, thinking he had crossed the line. A Spanish runner, Fernandez Anya, had the chance to overtake him. Fernandez did not. He caught up to Abel
and told him,
helped his exhausted rival, and guided him to the finish line.
I love those stories.
That is so cool. Talk about...
better to be known for doing the right thing.
Exactly. That is. I love hearing that.
And finally... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying, an ironic end of that would have been if he had slung his arms under the guy to keep him propped up, then dragged him across the finish line backwards.
God, <geez. laughs> I helped you, but I came first.
Still finished first.
And finally, did you know that Air Transit Flight 236 lost both engines over the Atlantic? But all was not lost. They set a glide record for a commercial airliner as the pilot successfully made an emergency landing at an airbase in the Azores.
Yeah. And by the way, that is featured in one episode of Air Disasters, how they managed to glide that plane so far.
Gosh.
That's frightening.
That would make Captain Sully proud.
Really, really impressive pilot.
Yeah. All right.
Alrighty, we are going to do our $10 food outlet pop quiz question in just a second. Let's see, the new specials I mentioned, ground beef is $1.98 a pound. So 10 bucks to get you 5 pounds of ground beef, and you can make a pretty darn sizable meatloaf with that. Or you can get 4 pounds and use the $2 to get the breadcrumbs and all the other stuff you're going to need. An onion, you could do it. You could do it. You could go to food outlet and walk out with Mr. P's Pizza, 71 cents a pop, so I'm figuring that's, what, about 13 of those? And for those BLTs and other great sandwiches.
Oh, they were so good.
Kraft Real Mayonnaise, $2.98. That's for the king-size jar.
Gotcha.
And Russet Potatoes, $5, a 5-pound bag is $1.75. Which is a great price. And in the meat department, ribeyes are $6.72. That number starts with a 13 in the chain stores. 13 plus a pound for a ribeye, $6.72 a food outlet. So start saving money, friends, and get into the food outlet routine with stores on Highway 14 and formerly twice a day Millbrook, Highway 14 in Prattville, just west of 31, and on Coliseum Boulevard in Millbrook. And now we're ready for that $10 food outlet.
All right. Real easy question. How many times did Emily correct me? No, that's not it. that's not the question.
Today? Or this hour?
12.5 trillion.
No. A term for a phenomenon where trees avoid touching each other at the tops.
Oh.
What is that called?
Phenomenon, but okay.
Where the trees avoid touching each other at the top.
Oh.
2729228 for the winning answer. 2729228. First person with the correct answer wins. But I see we have somebody on the line named
Joey.
He's been waiting for a while. He called during random facts.
Joey.
Well, I don't know if anybody talked about Baker Farm a while ago.
Yeah.
Is anybody correcting y'all with that? It's in Okaloosa County. Just not in the Tampa. It's in Oakland. Right next to Fort Walton.
Oh.
All right, then. Just letting you know.
Baker,
right,
Florida.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
We appreciate it. All right, so let's go to Bolt and see if he's got today's winning answer.
Good morning.
Morning.
Crown shyness.
Crown shyness, that's correct.
Good
crown
job. Shyness,
that's correct, yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So Bolt, $10 food outlet gift certificate. It'll be interesting to see. You've won this before, so this time, See if you can put $10 into of items into a pile. See how big you can. Send us a picture.
I sure will. Well, because I'll probably grill out this weekend, so that'll be perfect.
Awesome.
Great.
Yeah, buns, by the way, 77 cents a pack for hot dog or hamburger, the Surefine brand, which is excellent. Hold on. And we hate to disappoint you, Christy K., but we got a winner.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, you're still in the draw.
Really,
go ahead.
I really called to tell you that y'all are going to get me a ticket.
Oh,
get
why?
You a ticket?
Why?
Because I'm dying laughing at the pronunciation of the
Underhund. The Norwegian Underhund.
The morning and the afternoon comments.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you. You made our day. Thanks.
Cool. Well, you see, we earn as we learn here. At 7:42, we'll hit the traffic dungeon quickly.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We have a lot of traffic out there, so be careful around the boulevard. If you're on the interstates, everybody's up at a speed limit right on I-85. If you're on I-65, be ready to slow down when you get into the downtown area. And if you're on the 31s, we don't have any big problems for you this morning. Let's just be careful. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Random call from Keith at 7:43. Hey, Keith.
Hello. I was trying to answer the trivia question.
Oh. Already got a winner on that, man.
But you will be in our Emily segment at the end of the week when we give away our grand prizes.
Yes, you will.
Can you tell me how many locusts were in that big swarm in 1875?
No, I couldn't.
Too many. That's the correct answer.
12.5 trillion.
Yikes.
Wow.
How do they come up with a number
and
like
some
that?
Change. And some change.
They had a guy counting every one of them.
You know,
11,466,000,000.
It's actually 75 off on either side.
Keith, we appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Well, some of you got some rain yesterday, and you were happy.
Thanks, Rich. Got some rain.
Good, Siri. And I think there's a chance you might get some again today. Hot and humid today with a high in the mid-90s, heat index near 100. The airport was lucky at 2.08 inches yesterday in two separate showers, about an inch in the 1 o'clock hour and about an inch in the 11 o'clock hour. Wow. Tonight's low 73, so scattered random hit or miss storms today. Then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday with scattered splash and dash showers still around, more prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. There's going to be a decent chance of getting wet. Not every town will. High in the low to mid-90s. And I think some of the better rain chances actually, as far as the probabilities, are Sunday, where I've got a 50% chance in and a high temperature in the low 90s. Right now, this morning, calm winds, very high humidity. In fact, you know, we were blessed for a week with low humidity. Right now, the dew point is 73. Ouch. Temperature 75 at 745.
I got ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Dillon Rings in Montgomery is located off the Atlanta Highway. It's a family-owned and operated business dedicated to excellent customer service, and it's been around since 1993. I've told you before, I'm always amazed at the creations that Josh has come up with over the years. In fact, he has a picture album where he can show you some of his creations and tell you some of the stories behind them, which are pretty amazing. You may have some special dates coming up on the calendar, birthdays, anniversaries. It's never too early to start thinking about the holidays. Ask about their easy financing because they're going to help you out.
I love reading the testimonials on the website from some very happy customers from all over the river region. Check them out. You can read those at DylanRings.com and also look at the pictures on Dylan Rings' Facebook page. Besides Josh's creation, they have designer pieces from all around the world in their showroom. And don't forget, they are the area experts in repairing all types of jewelry as well. So stop by and see Josh and Leslie in person just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from the Walgreens at Atlanta Highway and Brown Springs Road. They're closed Sunday and Monday, but open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturday from 10 to 3. Experience the difference at Dylan Rings.
Thank you, Rich. Coming up, outrage in Britain as people there learn that Alexa is listening while they're
doing that.
Not that.
No, that. No, the Alexa is listening while they're, and we have a song for it.
Really?
Simon and Garfunkel class.
Oh, no. Sounds of Silence.
New Barney this week, and the topic is imaginary friends. Did you ever have one of those?
I didn't.
Jay?
Imaginary friends? No.
See, I always thought that was...
Imaginary lover?
I always thought that that was a single kid, not an only child thing. Don't do that.
Maybe we're just being boys.
It didn't do anything.
We're just being boys.
Did not. Just waved. Said hi, Rich. That's all. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I really need to burn one. Which I'm going to do right now.
Burn one.
And then we'll be back after Barney.
From the Fox Business Network, the Federal Reserve is expected to lower short-term interest rates today for the first time since 2008. It could translate into more affordable interest rates on home equity loans and car loans. Mortgage interest rates have already drifted lower in recent months, but the number of people applying for a mortgage declined last week anyway. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the overall number of loans declined 1.4% from the previous week. Applications to purchase a home were down 3%. The number of applications for refinancings didn't change. Apple's earnings were stronger than expected, even though its iPhone sales declined. General Electric is reporting a stronger than expected spring quarter. It's optimistic about this year, though GE also says the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX plane has already cost the company money and could cut into its profit in future months. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The search continues for a suspect in a deadly shooting in Montgomery. Authorities say 35-year-old Todrick Smith was shot and killed in the 5700 block of East Shirley Lane just after midnight Tuesday. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. Rescue crews responded to a vehicle that went into the Alabama River Tuesday. This happened in the 200 block of Eugene Street around 6:30 Tuesday morning. They were able to get the vehicle out of the water. No one was found inside, and crews are continuing to investigate the incident. And Montgomery Public Schools will have 179 new school buses on the road this year. School leaders inspected the school system's buses yesterday. The first day of school for MPS is August 6th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Caravina Village.
Beach welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about imaginary friends. When you're young and have no friends, you can make up companions. Then when you get in trouble and yelled at by your folks, your imaginary friend is your scapegoat. Imaginary friends are like get-out-of-jail-free cards. Adults fall for it every time. You can get away with stuff with an imaginary friend. Setting forest fires, slashing teachers' tires. You could both conspire until you're apprehended. When you've got a partner in crime to blame stuff on, there's no limit to the trouble you can cause. Just cross your fingers that the judge believes you. Barney loves you.
Another valuable lesson in life from Barney the dinosaur. If I had known this, I wouldn't have had a pedicure over the weekend. But I wear flip-flops, so I'm trying to keep a neat appearance. But now, long fake toenails are supposedly in style.
No, that's gross. And it's a good thing that you got your nails done. Don't listen to those people, Greg. They're lying to you.
Well, it's actually, this is a fashion trend that the magazines put out there and stuff, but according to BuzzFeed, only 2% of people are interested in joining this trend.
Gross.
I mean, that's what we call the Wolfman look. I got to get back there for the manicure. God. We have tickets for
Saturday's Biscuit Game, yes.
All right, and we have our usual weird news feature and our Morning Maroon nominees. And once again, the challenge there is boiling it down to a manageable number.
Can I take a moment?
Sure. That's important. Please.
As you all know, we're in full swing with our Cram the Van school supply donation drive to help out the kids and teachers of the River Region. And today, from 11:30 until 1 o'clock, you can find us at Chicken Salad Chick on Zelda Road. What a perfect place to go for lunch and bring your school supply donations to drop off and put in the big old Blue Water Broadcasting Sprinter van. That's the van that we are cramming. So, bring your donations to help out the students of the River Region. Have a good start to the new school year to Chicken Salad Chick there from 11:30 until 1 o'clock today. And if you need more details on how you can help us cram the van, you know where you can find them. News Talk 93.1, Ada Kim.
I was just mentioning to Jay that this doesn't matter to anybody, but I'm a tech kind of guy. Today is the day that virtually every TV station in the country switches frequencies at midnight per FCC mandate and new transmitters.
They already switched on that TV.
Yeah, well, if you are on cable or on satellite or if you watch TV off the internet, you won't notice any difference. But if you watch a TV station off of your antenna, you're going to have to rescan tomorrow. Every TV station will be on a new frequency.
Oh, goodness.
They're always changing something, right?
Yep.
Oh, no. I got paint on my freaking phone case.
First world problem. No, I mean, isn't it paint on a phone case? Isn't that...
A first world problem is not having any avocado to make avocado toast.
I got a tear in my beer.
You know, I got sent to the principal's office for singing that in first grade.
That's not a PC thing to do.
Everybody else is at the playground doing Ring Around the Rosie, and Emily's out there.
Right. Why didn't you do the thing from Woodstock? Give me a.
Yeah, I told what was appropriate and inappropriate for school time.
Emily Hayes, what do you have to say for yourself?
I like to party.
Okay. 7:57. Back in the early 90s, cartoon art was a big thing. There were actual stores that had walls lined with the individual cells.
The cells, yeah.
That they used to have to make a cartoon the old-fashioned way. And so I bought one of the original sketches. It was a pencil sketch of Thumper from Bambi.
Yeah.
Paid $200 for it, and I never really took the trouble to get it. Well, you know what happened in the 90s. Things went downhill. And eventually I had to open up my house and sell whatever I could to get whatever I could. It was that bad. So I had a friend helping me, and I said, I'm going to run, get us some sandwiches. I'll be right back. In the 5 minutes that I was gone, I come back. She said, well, somebody came by. I sold that that rabbit sketch you had.
For like a quarter.
Dollar and a half.
Yeah.
I tried to get two. I said, I paid $200 for that. That wasn't in the center of the garage. And that would be worth a lot of money now. Mm. Well, somebody gets lucky on the other end of those kind of deals. A sketch that was bought at a Habitat for Humanity thrift shop in New York turned out to be an Austrian expressionist artist named Egon Schiele.
Unterhund.
Egon Schiele Unterhund. And that'll fetch about $200,000 when it's put up for sale. There's always somebody on the other end of these deals, and it's never us, is it?
Mm-hmm.
We're never the lucky ones. As we close in on 8, back to the traffic dungeon for Balaki, Fox News coming up, and then the exciting, action-packed, thrilling 8 to 9 hour.
Montgomery Skywatch sailing through the 7 o'clock rush hour, and we have an accident on the boulevard. It is between Vaughn Road and the Troy Highway in front of Carriage Hills Animal Hospital, so be careful in that area. The rest of the boulevard's moving along pretty well. We don't have any big delays on the interstates, and the 31s are all clear this morning. Let's be careful as we get our workday started. Montgomery Cardiovascular is now located at Festival Plaza Shopping.